Kira from KiraWilliamsFitness.com, and today I want to share a very simple mindset switch that you can take that can have a massive carryover in your life. But before I get into that, I just want to let you know that I have a space open in my one-on-one coaching. This is very, very specific to you, the client, and your needs. So if you need accountability, I got you. We're on Voxer every day texting. I can make sure you got your workout in. Speaking of workouts, if you need a workout that's tailored to your needs, whether it's your schedule or the equipment that you have in your house or the goals that you're looking to achieve, I got you there too. Everything is totally bespoke. Everything is entirely custom to you. That also includes your nutrition. So we are going to go over in depth what your goals are, what your daily life is like, and then we're gonna put all of these things together into a nice, neat little plan so that way you have a plan just for you. And again, like I said, we're on Voxer every day. So if you're like, hey, I'm gonna go out to dinner with my friends tomorrow, here's the menu, what do you think I should choose? We will come up with that together. And most of all, and this is my favorite thing, is we are going to look at your relationship with food. So if you are someone who yo-yos in and out of their diet, like, oh, I'm so good. Oh, I feel like, you know, I'm totally off track. Oh, I'm so good. I'm totally off track. Like, if that's been you, whether it's been for the last like couple months or the last 10 years, I want to work on that with you. We are going to get you in a really, really good headspace so that way you can just eat and it's like normal and you don't feel like you have to restrict, and then you don't go through phases where you're like, oh, I want to eat all of the things, because you know that you can eat those things anytime and you just eat in a way that makes you feel good and helps you achieve your goals and helps you also enjoy life. So if that is what you are looking for in a coach, in a coaching experience, then please, please, please send me a message. You can email me, Kira@KiraWilliamsFitness.com, or you can send me a DM, and let's get going on that. Let's chat and let's see if that is right for you. So anyway, with that said, let's talk about the one simple mind shift that you can make that will have a massive carryover. And this is really, really simple. I want you to think about a jar, just like a mason jar, right? And you've got a whole bunch of marbles and you put the marbles in the jar and then eventually the marbles like overflow. That's what you want to do. So every single choice that you make that's a healthy choice is putting a marble into the jar. So let's say you prioritize your sleep and you put your cell phone down and you go to bed at a decent hour. Put a marble in your jar. Or let's say for lunch, you go out to lunch with your girls and you get a salad instead of getting chicken tenders and french fries, put a marble in your jar. If you go to the gym, put a marble in your jar. If you go for a walk in the middle of the day, put a marble in your jar. If you are like, you know, I think I'm gonna go out with my friends, but instead of having wine, you get a mocktail, put a marble in your jar. And over time, all of those marbles accumulate. Now, of course, we're gonna take some marbles out. We're human. We're gonna make decisions that aren't always leading us in the door in like that right direction. So like sometimes, you know, you're like, I am absolutely exhausted. I'm going to skip my workout today. You take a marble out of the jar, or you're like, you know what? I've had a rough day. I'm gonna have a glass of wine. You take a marble out of the jar. You're like, you know what? I really want that cookie. You take a marble out of the jar. No big deal, but because you're putting so many marbles in your jar, it's okay to take them out sometimes. So you always wanna be thinking about where am I at with my marbles? Have I been just taking my marbles out, or have I been really good about putting marbles in? It's okay if I take one or two out. Just think about it that way. It's like, it's very visual, but it just kind of gives you that gauge of like where you're at. And know that it's okay to take marbles out of your jar. And then sometimes you're gonna take marbles out of the jar and you're gonna be like, I'm doing it because like I feel really good about myself. I feel like I'm in a really good place. I'm cool to take one or two marbles out. But let's say like you tip over, you just like knock over your jar and like all of the marbles come out. Okay, well then at that point you have to stop and you have to ask why. Why did I do that? Why did I knock my jar over? Why did I just like, well, maybe you didn't knock it over, maybe you kicked it over. But like, why? What led you to that point? And then going forward, what could you do to stop yourself before you get to the point of where you just want to knock your jar over? And then, but like, those little marbles, I know that it might feel like it's not that big of a deal, like taking the stairs instead of taking the elevator. It might not feel like that big of a deal, but like celebrate that, because it is a big deal, because those are the little things that's going to get your jar to overflow. It doesn't necessarily have to be this like, I'm dumping a bunch of marbles in all at once. It's just the cumulative effect of like one or two here or there, two or three a day. You know, you take one or two out, okay, cool, because you're putting so many in over an extended period of time. Anyway, that's something that I have been talking about with all my clients, and it's been really helpful for them. I feel like it's been helpful for me just to have that visualization, and so hopefully it helps you too. Yeah, that's a quickie today, so that's it. Just think about your marble jar. And yeah, if you need help with anything, please, please, please reach out to me. I am super excited about getting to know you and get to work with you. So send me a message and let's chat and put some marbles in your jar. Actually, put a marble in your jar just for watching and listening to this. See ya.